So thank you all for being here and to my talk on mini debug info support in LLDB. And I'm Konrad Klein. I work for Red Hat and mostly on upstream LLDB since last year. Before that, I worked on OpenShift in 2016 and until recently. So the goal of this whole project was to improve LLDB as a debugger for Fedora and RHEL binaries, where you mostly have, when you have only release binaries, right? You don't have debug symbols installed, and that means you don't have any symbols directly accessible, and that means whenever a program crashes and your tool picks it up, you only see addresses and no symbol names. And the approach was to make LLDB aware of mini debug info, which is the concept we're going to talk about. And could be that I use mini debug info and the GNU debug data section interchangeably, so please excuse that. And the mini debug info is where those symbols are stored that we are interested in. So it's helpful to talk a little bit about why it was invented and how it was invented, because before we go into how it actually looks. So the it has been invented before I joined Red Hat, long before, and I only talked to colleagues recently about why was it invented this way and not some other way. And so the whole idea was to be able to generate a backtrace for crashes when you have the automatic bug reporting tool in Fedora. And for that, one wants to have symbol names and probably line numbers and file names and such. And so those make up an ELF file on their own, right? And the idea was to put them all in, and eventually it all got too big, and everything was stripped out, and so you only are left with the regular symbol table, but cut down in fashion I'm going to show later, but essentially just function names, and that's it, no variables or parameters. And everything else, the REST format itself remained, even though maybe the information could be stuffed in different places somewhere else. One thing to remember is this is nothing to do with debug information, even though it's called mini debug info. It's just symbol tables and nothing else, so there's no relation to dwarf whatsoever. And yeah, this is, I hope you can read this. It's not, can you read that? It's somewhat? Okay. So essentially, we can just talk about the bubbles here. So to the left, you see sort of an ELF file in my mind. You have this green bubble where you have the DynSim, the dynamic symbols, right, and the SimTab, and usually the SimTab is the superset of the DynSim plus more. And when you have a release binary, right, you essentially cut this out. It's no longer there. And you usually cut it out and put it next to the debug packages and install it there. But since we're dealing with binaries that have only release information, and as for Fedora and RHEL, also the mini debug info, that's this place here. That's essentially a GNU debug data section, an invented section that contains data, namely an ELF file on its own, which is essentially, as you can see, the reference there, essentially the SimTab, but cut out all the duplication from the dynamic symbols and the holes that looks like a Swiss cheese. That's more or less, we've put out everything that is not a function name or for example, you've put stripped out symbol names and variables and so forth. Variables and parameters, right? And that has some implications on LLDB. For example, when you start the program and you read the symbols, you LLDB usually tries to find if there is a SimTab, that's enough, right? You have everything. But if there's no SimTab, LLDB would go and say, I read the DynSim, and that's it. And here, the whole implementation evolved around trying to combine those two to have something that is at least capable to give you symbols for your functions and symbol names, I should say. So the way I did this was focus on backtraces and not on crashes or so forth, but make LLDB essentially aware of those symbols so that you can set a breakpoint, hit it, and maybe dump the symbols. And for that, I just took whatever I found, a zip binary that is mostly installed in every system, and I sort of blindly identified a function, and the only hurdles were it must not come from DynSim, because that's what LLDB can read. It must come from the GNU debug data section, and then we're going to do a shootout of GDB versus LLDB. And on this slide, you can see I've dumped the symbols. So this zip.gg GDD on line 2, that is essentially the GNU debug data section that I've extracted from the zip binary. And here you can see this promising help function, help symbol, because I just looked at it and said, okay, maybe you can find that some other way, but I looked at it and said, yeah, maybe it's promising if you call zip dash dash help, maybe that gets triggered, and we can, on this line, we just, on line 12, we see that, yeah, it's not in the directly accessible symbols, so it must come from the GNU debug data section itself, and it's no duplication there. So let's be brave and try a demo. It's not a fancy demo, but at least it's somewhat interactive. So when I fire up GDB, calling exactly what I showed you before, zip dash dash help, you can see that GDB tells us, yeah, I'm reading symbols from GNU debug data section. And it also tells us I don't have any debug symbols installed, which means we're not cheating. So So if we start the program, you get what you expect, the regular zip help output. But if we want to set a breakpoint on help, right, it can find the breakpoint, and if you run again, it stops there, just as you would expect. So that's nice. Let's see how LDB performs here. And I'm talking about LDB 9, which is what ships with Fedora 31. So doesn't tell us anything much. The calling conventions looks a little bit different. And here are the same. We run it, we see the output, and if we do try to set the breakpoint on help, no way it finds it, right? It's just not there. So that was how it worked in LDB 9. In LDB 10, which should be shipping soon, I guess, or packaged soon, there's proof, right? We run it, and we can set the breakpoint and help. It finds it, it stops, and it's just essentially the proof that, yeah, it works. Hey, thank you. Okay, that worked. And the question is this ready to ship? No, of course not. And the main part was in testing. So just as a word of warning, this was my first contribution to LDB itself. Like I said, I only started last year. We have a bunch of tests that I've been asked to implement it, like take the GNU debug data section, find a symbol in there using image dump symtab, and issue a warning when you have a mini debug info where you essentially try to decompress it, but you don't have LZMA support compiled within, or when you're having compressed, I mean, you can read for yourself, we have corrupted archive, right? And the last one was the tricky bit, getting the, there's a GDB manual page where it says, how are you gonna construct a binary that has this mini debug info installed? And I need to sort of replicate that in LLDB because that is the only way I can really set and hit a breakpoint. And you might wonder that what parts were hard or which not. And actually, setting a breakpoint worked more or less out of the box. The only problem was that there was some confusion upstream about how to create this ELF object. And turned out to be very easy, but hitting the breakpoint didn't work because I essentially just fetched created an object file, fetched the symtab out of it, and stored it where we stored the other symtab, and thought, yeah, it's using it correctly. I can hit the breakpoint, everything's fine. But actually, LDB has some concept of unified section lists, and I needed to put it in there, and then it all worked. And also, LDB does work with this concept of having a stripped down ELF file that is not runnable, but where it can do symtab dumps on, or and that's not ideal to if you want to say I can hit a breakpoint, right? It needs to be runnable. And what was a pain for me was that the tool in LLVM that was used for that is YAML to object, which takes those YAML files. If we have enough time, we can show you that. And it always takes the YAML file and produces an ELF file. And that made my test go nuts in my head. It exploded because it always produced the symtab, and I didn't realize that at first. Because then LLB only sees, yeah, I see a symtab, I'm going to read that, and it was empty. No symbols found. So, like usual, you have the regular polishing for upstream, making everybody happy. And documentation is really an issue in LLDB, I'd say. We have more time, so let's head over to some more slides. What I really liked was, I came to love, actually, the LLVM integrated tester, which consumes files like this one, but it doesn't have to be a C file. Here, as you can see, probably guess, we just print the number of arguments in line 8, and that's about it. And we have a number of tools involved here. So you pass this to the LLVM lit tester, and it's interested in those requires and run comments that you can see there. And it just says, yeah, I need a Linux system, LZMA support, must be compiled in, I need the exact executable, and then it's just going to execute one by one the run statements. You're not supposed to do that in line 2, that you directly call GCC, but here I'm just doing it for the sake of explanation. So %t and %s are, %s is this file, %t is a temporary file just for this test, and then you compile it to the %t, call %t, give them a bunch of arguments, output that to file check, and you also pass the current file as an input to file check again. So that then is interested in the check comments just to check that, yeah, it's going to check that the number of outputs is 5. So that required a little bit of work, just some CMake canonization, like whenever you set it, I mean, CMake is, you can just say, turn it on, true, 1, or whatever. So that was canon, those were sort as 1 or as, I don't know, it falls, I don't remember. But that was sort of it. And that's the example I have for an sparse, not runnable ELF file, where you essentially just describe your ELF file in YAML format and then say, okay, I'm like before, we have those requires run and check comments, and we pass it to the LLVM lit, and then essentially, all it does is tries to find the multiply by 4 symbol name there that you can see at the end of line 5 in the content. And as you can see, notice line 3, I had to manually remove the symtab, but that got fixed, luckily. And that caused some problems. That's all I have. So if you have any questions, thank you first for listening. Thank you. Yes, please.
So you said in the beginning you wanted this for the bug reporting tool, but then later you said backtraces were not a goal of this thing. Wouldn't that be important?
Yes, sure, but I needed to have it inside of LLDB first and if you take LLDB and then you can just use it, and I just wanted to have it understand this mini-bug info.
But don't you still need unwind information from the debug data that you don't seem to have?
You mean like backtraces or something?
Other data to find the previous stack frames and stuff.
Good question. Need to maybe forward that.
you would have that, or you would use some fallback unwinder. And the idea is that now you can map the addresses in your two functions.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Another question? No? Thanks again.